Greetings, word lovers. Last time on Christy the Wordsmith, we uncovered the source of the expression love at first sight. Geoffrey Chaucer, in his narrative poem Troilus and Cressida, may have been the first to commit the sentiment to print when he wrote that Cressida loved Troilus right from the first sight. Chaucer's 1380 poem of the two lovers makes the sentiment at least 6 centuries old. A later poet, William Cowper, outfitted the language with another bright line that English speakers occasionally find useful: variety is the spice of life. In his 1785 poem called The Task, we read, "Variety's the very spice of life that gives it all its flavor." Cowper likely reinterpreted the idea from such earlier variations on the proverb as, "The great source of pleasure is variety, and variety's the source of joy below." About a century after Cowper penned his verse, American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow published The Rainy Day, in which we find a verbal formula cautioning each of us to expect difficulties on our journey. Longfellow writes, "Thy fate is the common fate of all. Into each life some rain must fall." Though a century and a half has passed since the publication of Longfellow's 1841 poem, The Rainy Day, "Into each life some rain must fall" remains a classic line of encouragement and empathy. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.